Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Hey, and we are on Lamed Dalet, Amud Beis, by the two dots, as we finish up our discussion of issues of Yayin, and Beth Hashem will get into other issues on the daf a little bit later. So we pick up with the two dots on Lamed Dalet, Amud Beis. We had a quote from the Mishnah, Amar Yehuda Shal, Rabbi Yishmal. So let's remember for a moment the conversation that took place in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that Rabbi Yishmal asked Rabbi Yehoshua when they were walking on the way, remember the Mishnah, Chavtaz Mabez, why are Gvinos Ovdei Kochavim Asr? Right? Why is Gvina? Right? So we're not really with wine anymore, but at least cheese. Right? Why is the Gvina Asr? So the Mishnah had a whole conversation. The Mishnah said that first Rabbi Yeshua answered, Mibnei Shamidin Osaba Keba Shal Nevela, because they coagulated with the rennet of a nevela, and that's gonna, make it trafe. So Amar Lo, and Rabbi Yishmael said back, but that can't be, because an Ola is more chamer than a nevela. An Ola is Asr Bahana, an Ola is a carbon. And we know that a Kohen, that Daito Yafet, that will eat raw Sarfachaya, and then we'll be able to take part of the Kebas Ola, Velo Hodulo, and the Chachamim only said it's Asad Rabbanan even, right? Ein Molin, Ein Anim Velo Molin. So the Keba of an Ola is even more Chamor than a Keba Nevela. So how could a Keba Nevela be the source of the problem of Gvinas Akum? So Rabbi Yeshua said, okay, gives a different answer. Amar Lo, he said, because they put it in the Keba of Egle Avodas Kochavim. They put it in the keva of Avodah Zarah animals, and that's more chamer. That's more chamer. Amalar Rabbi Shimon says back to him, so why didn't they ask for it Bahana? Why is it only Asr Ba'achila? And then Rabbi Yehoshua did not give a third approach. He siyu l'davar acher. Right, a siyu l'davar acher, he just like changed the conversation. So without getting into the real reason, and he went in Kitovim Dodecha Miyayin, and the Pasuk from Shir HaShir. So that was the conversation that we had, so it's unclear exactly what was the Maskana, and what do we hold. So now let's see, the Gemara will relate to that conversation. So back to the Gemara, now Lama Dal Dama Beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shol Rabbi Yishmael. Amar Ravach Tavoy, Amar Rav, Hamakadesh Beperesh, or Shor HaNiskal Mekudeshes. Shor HaNiskal, we know, is a shor that killed someone that's a Chayef Skila, or it's Asr Bahana'a. And Rav says that if somebody takes the perish, the waste of the Shor HaNiskal, so then it is Mekudeshes, even though you can't be Mekadesh V'Yisuri Hana'a, but the perish of a Shor HaNiskal is not considered part of the animal. It's clear, and therefore, one can be Mekadesh, a woman with it. That is always the litmus test for bilus, right? Kiddushin, right? Why would anybody use a perish of the Shor HaNiskal to get married with? The answer is, it's not like literal that you would actually be a good idea to use this. It's just, that's always the litmus test, because that's the measure of bilus. So if somebody is Makadish with that, Mekudeshes. But the perish Egle, Avodas Kochavim, ain't Mekudeshes. But with the perish of a calf that was worshipped, Avodas Zara, so that ain't Mekudeshes, that would not work. So the Gemara says, why not? What's the difference between a Shor HaNiskal and Avodah Zarah? They're both Asr Bahana, right? So what's the difference? So Iba Yisema Svara, Iba Yisema Kra, right? Depends. Maybe it's a Svara, maybe it's a Pasuk. Iba Yisema Svara, Gabi Egli Avodas Kochavim, Nichale Benifche. By an Egal Avodah Zarah, the greater volume the animal, the more coveted it is for the idol. So therefore, when the animal, before the animal disposes of its waste, it's a little more bloated, it's a little more volumes, that's good. And people are happy about that. And that's why the Avodah Zarah takes the Isser Hanav Avodah Zarah even goes on the parish, which is waste, even though it's going to be discarded from the animal, but nichale benifchei. So that's okay, and that's why it's included in the iser. Aval gabi shor haniskal lo nichale benifchei. But regarding shor haniskal, I don't care about the waste. No, it's asr bana, it's asr bana. Right? No, that doesn't matter to me. And therefore, the pirsha is not considered part of the shor haniskal for the iser to be chal on it, while it is part of it when it comes to the Avodah Zarah. It is interesting, there's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, we're going to talk about this passage in the Parsha Shir this week, the pasuk in Yeshayahu, where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that all Leitzanis is Asr, except for Leitzanis to Avodah Zarah. Like making fun and poking fun of Avodah Zarah, that's the only one. And the way that Yeshayahu, the pasuk, describes it, is of an idol or an animal that cannot get rid of its waste. Right, that's how it's described. So why Dafke is that the description that we have of Avodah Zarah. So Beth Hashem, Rav Schwab has an unbelievable thought on this week's parsha, which Beth Hashem we will mention. But back to this sugya. So again, Svara, the difference is whether, one has it in mind, right? The, The root difference, if somebody, the nifche, by avodah zarah, if somebody has it in mind by the volume, so therefore what? Rashi, shehi nire shamein, so that the animal appears fat, lacha chayel shem isra, avodah kachavim al hefresh. Says the Ritva, me'ikra, did he just expand it a little more, but he adds one little element. Fundamentally, the perish is not part of the animal. Right, that's what is clear. Meaning, and that's why it's not part of the Suri Hana of Ashar HaNiskal. Because the waste is going to be discarded, and it's not part of the animal. V'lav l'memra, sheyehe perish mamish, ta'avadai chalav gomer, elo l'memra sheyu chashav kepirsha, klomar kedover hakanus sham mimakom acher. It's like something held in there like a container. But it's not part of the animal. Right, it's held up in there, but it's going to be discarded, and it's considered separate. Davar kanus mimakom acher. Right, we find other times in halacha, you have something inside, but it's not considered part of the being. Right, the sugi in the beginning of Ksubis, if you remember, about the dam besulim, whether it's mifkat pakid uchibure michvar, whether it's considered kanus betocha. I think Rashi there uses the same type of lashon. Right, it's just held in there, but it's not considered a limb. It's not considered part. Remember the Gemara in the beginning of Maseches Beitza, where you have eggs inside of a chicken. Once an egg is completely formed, so then it's considered separate, and therefore for certain halachas, right? When does an egg become pariv and no longer fleishik, right? When something is part of a chicken, then it's fleishik, besari, and then it becomes an egg, it's pariv. So when is that? So again, it could be that even when an egg is still inside, but if it's going to be exiting very soon, so then it is going to be considered separate. So again, the Ritva says that it's considered davar hakanus mimakom acher, and therefore, why is it part of avodah zarah nichale benifchei? So that is because the person who is worshiping is machshevit. Right, person gives it certain significance. I am happy that the animal looks larger for the covet of the avodah zarah, and that's why it is going to get the status of Yisuri Hana. So that is an example of the principle of achshavei. When somebody is machshiv something, even though objectively it shouldn't be considered whatever you need, right? It's not considered part of the animal, but because I was machshavit in my mind, so that's why it could get significance. And that is a sugya that comes up often. Let's just mention one other example where achshavit comes up, right? The Chacham Svi has a tshuva about Simen Peivav regarding the sugya of Chatzi Shir, right? We know the last parak in Maseches Yuma discusses the sugya of Chatzi Shir. Two different svaras given in the Gemara. Why Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzi shir is aser min haTorah? Right, I have to eat a whole shir of an iser to get a punishment. But chatzi shir we paskin is aser mi daraisa, even without the full shir. Why is that? So the Gemara gives two sources. Number one, a pasik kol chaylev, any chaylev is aser, even chatzi shir. And that applies to any Isurim. Or number two, Chazi le'itztarufei. Because this half could combine to another half, and then it'll become a whole. So, because it's combinable, that's why must be Usur itself. It itself has significance. Chatzi Shir. So there's a big discussion in the Achronim, the Chacham Tzvi, and the Shagas Aryeh, and others. Does the Isur of Chatzi Shir apply to non-Isurei Achila? So, for example, Ba'yur Abayimatze. What if I have a half a kezias of chametz in my house? So is that going to be asur da'oraisa? I have to get rid of it, chiyuv biur. But is that asur da'oraisa? Do I violate Ba'yur Abayimatze? Chatzi shir in the Gemara is by Yisurei Achila. Does it apply to non-Yisurei Achila? So there's a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, the fine dollar, that seems to say yes, because chatzi shir is applied by Melech HaShabbos, right? By Borer and by Bishol. So that seems beferish. There's a Magen Mishnah, the beginning of Hilchas Geneva, that Chatzi Shir applies by Geneva. So those are pretty clear. Rishonim that say that it applies even by non-Isurei Achila. But the Chacham Tzvi doesn't relate to those two. The Chacham Tzvi says, no, it only applies by Isurei Achila. It does not apply to Isurei Achila. Why? Says the Chacham Tzvi. Yesh Lomar, the Shani Isurei Achila, the Islan Krad, the Kol Chelev. Kedisa Parabresh Parakamada Parakbasar the Yoma. Lufize Bakol Shari Surah Torah. Kigon Hatolesh Seyar Echad Benazir. Somebody pulls out one here of a Nazir. O Bishabis, O Motzi Pachad Bikashir, Ainu Isra Torah Klal. See, Dafka gives those an example of Shabbos without relating to that Rashi, right? But as he says, if it's by Chatzi Shir, there's no Isser Daraisa. Why? The Taima, he gives one reason. The Taima, the Chazi L'Sarufei L'Chalo Mahani. Chazi L'Sarufei by itself is not good enough, says the Chacham Svi. But then he says the Sar 4 are, that's important for us. Inami Yishlomar. Dafka Chol Yisr and Pachad B'Kashir Nami Asr Min HaTorah. Hainu Dafka Be'ose Maisa Shemachshivo La'oso Pachos B'Chatzi Shir. When do you say, okay, not limiting it to Yisri Achila, but it has to be only when you do an action that's machshiv what you're doing. So that explains the other two that I mentioned. You steal half a pruta. Okay, you still did an action. That shows that you think a half a prut is significant. You still were borer or mevashel chatzi shir. That still shows that what you think it's significant. Aval bechames pachos mikizayis she'eno osa maisa ela manicho bebeso ve'eno mevaro kivan she'eno osa davar shemaro bo shemachshivo lo amrinon bechazi le'itztarufei. Chazi le'itztarufei means it's combinable, but I think it's significant right now, and it's going to be combinable. But that's only if I did something to show that what I think it's significant. But here, I didn't by your odds, just in my house. So therefore, this second svara would help out with that Magen Mishnah and the Rashi and Shabbos, but you would be mechaling and say it does not apply by Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Again, and that is the Shagas Ari discusses this, whether it is, he gives a different reason why by Chatzishir wouldn't apply to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. That's in the end of Siman Pei Aleph in the Shagas Ari. That's another example where you see Machshivo. Right, there's a Rashi in Meseches Beitza, Daf Chav Zayin, where the Rashi talks about burning Truma Temeya, burning Chala Temeya. And Rashi says there, the Torah is machshiv, it's burning. Right, even though you're not getting any benefit from it, but because you're doing a mitzvah by the burning, so that the Torah is machshiv it. So sometimes we have, again, certain actions that or items that inherently are inferior, but because we do something, or the Torah tells you to do something with it, so that itself gives it significance. See here too, right? Even though the parish is something separate, like the Ritva said, but because that was Machshavit, that's why it's going to be included in the Isser Hanah. That's the Svara. So back to our Gemara. Iba Yisei Makra, or the Pasuk says, Ksiv Hacha Lo Yidbak Biyadcha Me'uma. The Torah tells us, don't have any tiny little connection to Avodah Zarah. V'ksiv hasam, and also by Shara Niskal, it says, Sako yisokal ashar, v'lo yeachelas b'saro. Stone the shar, and you're not allowed to get benefit from its meat. B'saro asar, hapir shom muter. So it's focused on the basar. So the basar is asar, and the parish is going to be mutter. Good, so that's the different svara and the psukim, right? The Avodah Zarah pasuk is more inclusive. Mu'uma. Amar Rava, Travayu Tanini. We already know these halachas from our Mishnah. Right, that's why this is here. We know this from our Mishnah, from the conversation that took place in our Mishnah. Mita Ka'amale. First, Rabbi Yeshua answered Rabbi Yishmael. What was number one suggestion about Gvinas Akum? Mibdei Shamid and Bekebas Nevela. V'kama Hedder Land, then Rabbi Yishmael says, but what do you mean? V'alo Kebas Ola Chamura Mikebas Nevela. So what do you see from there? Michlal. This, and what happens to the keva, the rennet that comes out, that's also perish. That's also a secretion, something that's separated from the insides of the animal. So michlal di isuri hanah shari pirshayu. So you see that the nevela, the keva's nevela is usur ba'achila and not bahana, right? Only an ola is usur bahana. So you see from there that isuri hanah, their separations, right? Their secretions are mutter bahana. Right, and so too you would say the same thing by Shara Niskal. You say the same thing by Shara Niskal. So we know that already. You're telling me, oh, only Avodah Zarah is included by Shara Niskal, right? The Rav says that it is not Ne'esar Bahana. So we know that from the Mishnah already. The first part. And Umita Ka'amar Mebrei Shamid and Oso Bekevas Egli Avodas Kochavim. The next suggestion later in the conversation that Rabbi Yeshua had. Oh, maybe it's because of the Keba of the Avodah Zarah. V'Ka'mehederle Imkein Lama Lo Asur Ruah Bahana'a. And Rabbi Yeshua answered without getting an answer. Right? He answered Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua does not answer him back. So why don't you say it's Asur Bahana'a? Michlad Avodas Kochavim Asur Pershayu. So you see that Avodas Kochavim, Peresh, secretion, is Asur. So, says, Rava, we already know both statements of Rav that he made about Avodah Zarah and Shor HaNiskal. Says the Gemara, V'leheder lei mishum delese li isura be'enei. Well, maybe there's a difference. Why? Because the Peresh still exists. The waste is there. Maybe that's different than the rennet that's totally absorbed into the cheese, right? So maybe there's a chilek between that. So maybe there should be a chilek, and that's the chiddush of Rav. That's why Rav still had to say that the avodah zarah is still going to be usur, or the other way, or you say the parish is there and it's still going to be mutter by sharan niskal. There's still a difference between what the Mishnah said and what Rav said. To hamurius l'rabanan, to lo asru abahana, because after all, murius, which we have discussed on yesterday's daf, the day before, murius, according to the rabanan, is not asru abahana, my time, ala mishum, to lesed li sura ba'ene. So isn't there a difference between whether it's ba'en or not? So amri hacha, kivan de ukmai, kamokim, chashiv le kaman de isali sura ba'ene. A very important line, halacha lamaisa. What did we just say? What does that mean? Even though it's not there, because it itself causes the curdling. So when you look at the cheese, you see the effect of the item that's not visible anymore, but it is what we would say in halacha, ma'amid. Right? It causes the item to have this form, and therefore it's considered as if it is there. Right, that is the sugya of ma'amid. If you have an ingredient that causes something to happen to the rest of the ingredients, so then even if that ingredient is tiny and is not there anymore, it has an effect. So therefore it is going to be considered there, even though it is not there. Right, you have the same concept by tam. Right, tam, you can have something that is very less than shishim. But if it's l'taim avidi, if it gives taste, it's a type of spice, it has an effect on the whole mixture, so it is going to have higher significance. So again, the chiddush of the Gemara is that ma'amid is not batel. There are a number of limitations that the Rishonim say right here, even though ma'amid is or applications, exceptions and applications. So for example, the Mordechai, right, and it's quoted all here in Hilchas Pesach also. A lot of this is in Hilchas Pesach. The Mordechai says here in Tav Chav Zayin, Ma'amid is only, Ma'amid if I use, yeast. If I use yeast, so let me read it. Tav Chav Zayin. Ma'isa Shemidu Gvina Bechala De Shichra. Somebody was Ma'amid. Somebody coagulated, cheese, Bechala De Shichra with a type of vinegar. Chala De Shichra. The Asar Osa Ziknei Ravon. La Shahosa Be Pesach. V'chein Muchach Sugya Dechashav Ki Isura Be'enei Kimen De Ukme Isurahu. Right? If somebody uses a Dover Ma'amid that is Chametz, even though it is batel, chametz lefnei Pesach is batel, chametz is only asur b'mashu on Pesach, but that could be a problem. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch quotes as Mordechai in Siman Taf Mem Beis in Hilchas Pesach, im ha'amid gvinos b'chala mishechar seorim ochitim chayev levarim. Somebody's ma'amid the gvina, right, with a type of item that is asur on Pesach, so you have to be mevirit, right? And Mr. Brewer quotes here from the Magen Avraham, the davar ha'amid afilu be'elef lo batel. V'lo od, ela shekol davar ha'mamid, how are you chashiv ki'ilu hu ba'ayin mamish. Right, if somebody is mamid, it causes the other items to take on a certain form, so then that is going to cause it to be usher. The Meiri also says here, a mamid is only oser though, this is a limitation, if it is oser by itself, if there is no other davar ha'mamid. The Ramah quotes this in Yoredeya, in Siman Pei Zayin, in the beginning, he quotes this the sheet of the Meiri, which is quoted by other Rishonim as well. You have to be an exclusive ma'amid, because then you could say, oh, the ma'amid is what is causing the item to retain its identity and its form. But if there are two ingredients, two ma'amids that come together, so then the Ramah quotes in Pei Zayin Yud Aleph, that is okay. Again, that's in Hilchos Basar B'Challah, right? This is where it also comes up. Says the Ramah, Im hamid gvina ba'ar kebas ksheira, im yish batam basar asura, vim lav muteres. Aval ma'amid ba'ar kebas nevela v'trefo, behemet tamea osir b'kol shu. That's the Shulchan Aruch, that's based on our regular case. If somebody is ma'amid a cheese in ar kebas nevela, asura. Mishum de davar ha'asur ba'atzmo, u'ma'amid afilu ba'elof lo batel. V'dafka shalo hayesha ma'amid acher, rak ha'asur, aval ma'ayesham gamkein ma'amid heter, havi zev zegoreim u'mutter, im ika shishim neged ha'isur. That's the Ramah. If there's shishim neged the iser, then two ma'amids together, you have two chemicals that are causing the item to have its form, so then that would be mutter. So where does this come up? It comes up in the sugya of enzymes. One of the issues of enzymes. Rav Schechter has a piece in Big Vayatzon on it, and many other posts discuss it. Enzymes from non-kosher sources, right? Is that going to be enzymes cause the items to be hu'amad, right? To keep its form. So even though it's a tiny, tiny amount, it could be that it's going to be a problem because it's davar amamid. And as it says here, davar amamid ain't no bata, unless you have another source of the amamid. You have some enzymes that are mutter. So this is an important line, even though the Gemara here does not use the lashon of ma'amid, but that's what it's called. Ukme kamokim. Because it causes the cheese to become curdled, because it causes the item to keep the form, so then that is why it is significant. Interesting, just thinking about it, sometimes you have, not really a ma'amid, but sometimes you put an ingredient in for texture, right? Or to hold the other ingredients together. That's one of the Gemara says in the sixth parak in Brachas, that mizonos is never batel. Right, chita called kol sheishba mechameshes aminim. So then you make a bari b'nei mizonos. But the Rishonim there quote some exceptions. There aren't too many exceptions. But what if the flour is only put in there to hold the other ingredients together? Meatballs. Meatballs have some flour in it, usually in order to hold the meat together. So nobody makes a mizonos on meatballs. Right, you make a shakol on meatballs. I this flour in there because it's there just to hold the other ingredients together. That's part of the question of licorice. Bachlokas aposkim. What bracha to say on licorice? So I'd say most hold that licorice is a shakol, but there are some that say licorice is a mizonos. The question is, why is there is flour in licorice? But is that because to give it texture and to make it tangy and to have some positive effect on it, or is it only there to hold the other ingredients together? Right, so that's a shaila about Hilchas Brachas. But again, that's not exactly ma'amid, but that's also one ingredient that's there to do something to the other ingredients. There, it sounds like it wouldn't be halachically recognizable if it's just there for it to hold the other ingredients together. Okay, either way, it's a big sugya, and we will continue. V'isilo davar acher v'chulu. So the Mishnah had said that after two tries, Rabbi Yeshua gave a reason why the cheese of Akum is Asur, so he gave up. And he said, he brought him and started talking about another conversation, and he asked him shot for a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. So now we're going to talk about that pasuk. My kitovim dodecha miyayin. Right? What does the pasuk mean? That's what he asked him. Right? He says, what is the message of the pasuk? Kitovim dodecha miyayin. Right? Oh, right? He asked him, how do you read that pasuk? Looking back to the Mishnah again, kitovim dodecha miyayin or kitovim dodayich, right? Is it Hashem talking to Bnei Yisrael or the opposite? Amelu kitovim dodayich. Amelu ena davar kein. He says no, because the next pasuk says l'oreich shemanecha tovim, which is zachar. Okay. Anyway, what's the message of this pasuk? So says the Gemara, my kitovim dodecha miyayin ki asa ravdimi amar k'nesis Yisrael of Nekadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Yisrael say to Hashem in this love story of Shir Hashirim. Ribbono shel olam, arevim alai divrei dodecha yoter mi'ena shel Torah. How sweet it is, the words of your dodim, the words of your beloved, even more than the wine of Torah. What does that mean? Who's the beloved? The beloved are the chachamim. Those are the beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, what Bnei Yisrael is saying is that I love, right? Rashi says, divrei sofrim, on the second line. Right? Bnei Yisrael say, I love your words of the Rabbanan even more than Yena Shel Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this Chazal on the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah Asu Siag LaTorah. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes this. Rakinyan Shenemar Ushmartem Es Mishmarti Asu Mishmaris LaMishmarti Vasiagu Davar Gadol Mushubach. Fence laws are great things, says Rabbeinu Yonah. Lasos Geder LaMitzvos Laval Yuchalihi Kashel Bahem Ayarei Es Dvar Hashem. Right, we need protective layers on our halacha. V'lachein hamakayim divrei chazal shem siyagim in mitzvah shel Torah chivev hayira yosem hashosem mitzvah atzma. If I follow the Rabbanans, that shows I really love the Torah because I don't even come close. Ki ein asiyas hamitzvah hochach liyira kamo hashomer l'siyagim shu nizar mitchila shlo yavu l'dei pshia. But if I do the mitzvah and I'm not makayim the sag, that shows I'm not so scared. And then he quotes divrei chachamim heim yesodos ve'ilanos liyirat shamayim shehu ikar ha'olam v'yesod amala v'chaviven divrei Torah miyena shel Torah ki tovim dodecha miyayin. And he quotes the Chazal on the Mishnah. So again, that's what the Mishnah here says. The Gemara explains it, that Chazal said, the Bnei Yisrael say that are there adinim drabanan or even more chaviv to us? Maishna haikra the shaylei. Why dafka did he quote this pasuk? Right? What was significant about this pasuk that he asked him? So Amar Rav Shimon Pazi, Vitei Rav Shimon Abar Ami, May Reisha Dikra Ka'amar Le, Yishakeni Minishikos Piyu. He was asking him literally, give me a kiss from your mouth. Amarle, Yishmal Achi, Chashok Sifso Secha Zuba Zub Altava Hela Hashiv. Right, he was talking about lips. He was saying, okay, stop asking me. Right, he's saying, he see, Lodavar Acher, he's saying, close your lips, Zula Zu, right, and Altava Hela Hashiv. Right, we had that in last week's Parsha, Parsha Truma, Rashi quotes, Vachashuk Kehem. Right, the ties in the middle of the crushim. But don't ask, al tavah halashiv. Right, so don't ask quickly for reasons for this gzera. Meaning, oh, you'll figure, I gave you two, you didn't like them, okay, let's just keep quiet for now. You know, we'll talk about it at a later date. My time, Amar Ula, why doesn't he want him to ask more? They want to, it's Torah, they want to figure it out. Amar Ula, v'tem Reb Shmuel bar Abba, gzera chadashahi v'imafak mekinba. It's a new gzeira, and if you start asking about the gzeira, and people will start thinking that, oh, I don't understand that the rabbis don't know what they're talking about, you know, it's going to be weak. Let the gzeira have time to take hold in Klal Yisrael. And then, eventually, you know, we'll ask. Right? They tell a story about Rav Chaim. They say Rav Chaim once sent a letter to Rav Simcha Zelig, Rav Chaim Ozer, I don't remember the exact story. I think it was Rav Chaim Ozer, Posek Adar. He says, he asks him a shayla, he says, give me an answer, but don't explain to me the reason for your answer. That's why he says, why? Because if you give me reasons, I'll probably argue with you. And I'll probably find fault with the reasons. Just give me a psak. Give me a psak and I'll follow the psak. And don't explain it to me. And that's what most people out there want. Just tell me what to do, Rabbi. You know, I don't have to worry about the svaris. I guess it depends on the questioner. Anyway, so again, that's what the Gemara says. The Chasam Sofer has an amazing, ha'ara on this. Chasam Sofer right here in the, Chidushim. After this Chiddush, the next comment of the Chasam Sofer is on Daf Nunhei. So we'll have to take a little break from the Chasam Sofer. So he says, actually, you know what? It's on the next line. So let's keep going a little bit. Says the Gemara continuing. So my Gzeira. So what was the Gzeira? We'll get back to, you know, why they delayed it. We'll get back to that, Hashem. But again, Vein my Gzeira. So what exactly was the Gzeira now? Right, the Mishnah had a couple of pshatim, but what was the Gzeira for? Amar Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Nikur. Right, suggestion number one, because of Nikur, because of a snake bite. Right, that is why one has to be worried about the Gvinas Akum. Right, this was not mentioned in the Mishnah. Right, another suggestion. It was Nikur, that was what the Gzeira was because of. Tosfos here, we referred to this Tosfos already a couple of dafim ago. This Tosfos is also important for the Mayim Gluyim Bizman Hazeh. Remember this Tosfos, five lines from the bottom? V'anu she'ein nechashim mitzuyin etzlein b'neinu. Ein lachos mishum giloi. Nowadays, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, says Tosfos of Gilo, because we don't have snakes. V'ein lomar d'davar sheb'minyin hu v'tzorach minyin achalat hiro. And don't say this is a dinder abanan. We're on the fifth to last line in the big Tosfos, right? Darish minyan, it was asered, and therefore you need another minyan, and it's still aser. Ki vadehu kisha asru tchila lo asru ala b'makam shanachashim mitzuyim. No, because even when they originally asered it, it wasn't a blanket iser. It was wherever snakes are common, so then the mind gluim are aser. So even then, where snakes weren't common, there was no iser. So Bizman HaZeh for sure, right? It'll be the same. There's nothing changing Bizman HaZeh. That's an important line in Tosfos, but it's related to that sugya that we discussed a couple of days ago. So number one, Rav Shimon Levi says Mishum Nikar. Maybe that's the reason Gvinas Akum is Aser. Says the Gemara Vale Malay Mishum Nikar. So why is that such a problematic reason? Just say the reason. Just tell people Mishum Nikar. Kid de Ula de Amar Ula Ki Gazu Gzeirasim Marava Lo Maglu Taima Tresi Archishasa. No, in Eretz Yisrael, when they used to make Zeris, they did not reveal the reasons for a year. Dilma ike inish l'sfira levasel zazuleba. People are going to think about and question the reasons. We really need this reason, right? The Rashi here says, "Desavru kama rabanan b'milsa dasi mine chur v'vanan hu d'lo b'kiinan b'taima." So if you don't say the reason, they'll say, okay, the rabbis must have their reasons. Okay, it must be, I don't understand it, but the rabbis have their reasons, so I'll listen. But if we know the reasons, so then, you know, we'll immediately start questioning and not knowing exactly what is good. So therefore, they didn't say it. Okay. There's a great, I guess we're going to wait with the Stam Sofer because the Gemara at the end, before the Mishnah gets back to this, actually there's two. Let's say the first one first. Kitovim, Kitovim Dodecha Mayayin. I'm sorry, I was on the previous page. So what's the message of Klal Yisrael saying, I love your, the Dinim Drabana more than the Dinim Daraisa? Says the Chassam Sofer. Kipa Har Sinai Bikshu Yisrael Ritzoneinu Liros Malkeinu. Right, we said at our Sinai, we want to see Hashem. Right, we won. After two Dibras, it was hard. But we said, we want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't want to only believe in the Chachamim and the Nevi'im. Ela sheyishmu be HaKadosh Baruch Hu atzmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Hashem says to them, Hinni boi alecha ba'af ha'anon, ba'avur yishma ha'am, ba'dabri yimach, ve'gam becha, you, Moshe, ya'aminu la'olam. Through this experience, they're going to believe in the Rabbanan. V'yomer Chazal, v'gam l'rabos neviim haboim acharecha. Not just you, Moshe, but through this Har Sinai experience, they're going to believe in the, all the koach of the Rabbanan. V'hine, achshav mevakeshes kneses Yisrael. But now, but Israel asks in Shir Hashirim, the love story is described, yishakeni minashikos pihu, pirish, mi yitain ve'ezkel l'shmo me'elokeno pe'al peh. Right? I would still love to hear it straight from you, Hashem. V'havesal kedaitach. But, Why do we ask for kisses from Hashem? So there's a havamina, mishim she'einenu ma'amil l'dibrei chachamim, kamo she'ayez b'Sinai. You might think it's because we don't believe the Rabbanan? No. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin. They're amazing, but I still want to hear from you, Hashem. Ki tovim dodecha miyayin, arevim al l'dibrei chachamim yozim yinash otorah, v'rak machmas dveikus va'ahava, ani rotza neshikus pe'al peh. Hashem, we believe the Rabbanan, v'gam b'chay aminu l'olam. But we still want it. That's the connection between the two halves of the pasuk. Yishakeni mishakeis piu kitovim nodecha miyayin. Key there is like even though kitovim nodecha miyayin, still we want to hear it directly from you. Okay, Chassam Sofer. We continue. So the Gemara had the first possibility. Why is Gvinas Akam Asur? The Gemara says because of Nikur. The Gemara says, would you say that reason? Because we don't want to say reasons. Because the first year. Let the Gzira take hold. Magadif Barabi Yirmiyo Elamayata. 1 second. If you're telling me this, that it's because of Nikur, but Elamayata Yavshat history. If it dries up, it should be Mutter. Because the venom of the snake doesn't let things dry up. Yasha Tishtari, if it ages, it also should be mutter. Because those two things show that there's no venom in there. Dabar bichanina, yavish mutter, emenichol yavish. Yashin mutter, emenichol yashin. Right? So, it's a reality that if it's nisyashin, or if it is, yavish, so then it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, okay. Rabbi Chanina, second possibility of Isser. Right, so we had two in the Mishnah, and now we're giving some more. Because even though it's going to coagulate, there's always some liquid. There's always some liquid still in the nooks and the crannies of the cheese, and that's milk. And milk, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, by the Shem Anamad Beis, is Usr. Chalav Akam is Usr. Right, so therefore, that's why. So the Gvinas Akam is Usr because of Chalav Akam. Right, and that's what the root of the issue is, right? Rashi quotes them right here. Bein guma shel gvina nishar min achalav. The chalav shechel ba'ovik al-chavim vein yisrael ro'eyu aser. Do mar be'chalav tameh, as we will see. And therefore, you're choshesh in the gumos that there is chalav left. Number two. Number three, Shmuel Omar, getting back to what we said in the Mishnah, right? The first one, there we said, v'keba shal nevela. But here, Shmuel Omar, b'nei shema midon osa be'or kebas nevela. So their mamid, the way that the cheese is made, is that the keba is the rennet, and therefore, and the or hakeba is the meat itself, so the taste of the nevela meat is in the cheese. Right, and that's why by Avodah Zarah, right? But we are machmer. I'm sorry, we'll get to that in a second. But therefore, Rashi explains that the taste of the nevela is going to be inside the cheese, and that's why it's going to be usser. That's this suggestion. Says the Gemara, Hakeba Gufa Sharya. That's mashma. The or is going to go in and cause a taste, but the keva itself. Right, the solid milk itself before it's curdled is okay. Umiyamar Shmuel Hachi, but we learned in the Mishnah Chulin, Kebas Ovi Kochavim Vishal Nevela Harizu Asura. Va'avinan Ba'an, we ask, Atud Ovi Kochavim Lav Nevela Hi? Why is it separated of Ovi Kochavim and Nevela? It is. It is a nevela. It's one statement. Keva shchitas ovekachavim nevela asura. So you see the keva itself, this, even before it becomes cheese, it's going to be usur. Right? So what's the diuk here? Right? Why is it only the or of the keva's nevela? Answer, lokasha, says the Gemara, kan, kodem chazara, kan la'acher chazara. The Mishnah in Chulin, by that that says it is a usur, that's before the conversation in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel, you know, had a conversation, Rabbi Shmuel had a claim to him, and therefore he had to take back his shita. Kan, but here is la'acher chazara, and that's why it is mutter, only the or is going to be usur, not the keva, or Mishnah lozazim imkama. But we left the Mishnah as is. Stop there for a moment. Tosus has an important comment in Mipnei. Back on Amun Aleph, Mibnei Shemamidin. We're worried that the Ar Kevas Nevela, some of the Nevela taste is going to go into the cheese. Ask Tosfos, so why only Nevela, even if it's a Shchuta? Right, if you're worried about the meat and milk, then it's Basa B'chalaf. So ask Tosfos, Yim Tomar, my Ari Nevela, filu Shchuta Nami Asur Mishum Basa B'chalaf. Right, even Shchuta itself. Right, why Dafka Nevela? Even a shechted animal, if it's worried about meat and milk together. V'yesh lomar, de dafka naka nevela da'az ikaba isura da'araisa. Nevela, the taste of a nevela is asa da'araisa. Shchuta mishumbasa b'chalav lek isura da'araisa. Why? Ditzonein, bitzonein hu. It's cold. It's cold. Cold and cold doesn't taste transfer. Right? That's what happens. I mean, yeah, we have to know the halacha. Sometimes people are extra machmir. But if somebody uses a fleshic spoon, a clean fleshic spoon, sometimes it happens. You're eating cereal in the morning and you realize you're using a fleshic spoon. And you start screaming. You don't have to start screaming. Just rinse off the spoon. It's fine. It's all cold and cold. Right? If somebody using anything to cut something cold. Right? As long as it's not something sharp. So tzonin b'tzonin doesn't transfer taste. And therefore Tosfos says you're only worried about the nevela, which is the daraisa taste. And basa b'chalav is only basa daraisa if it is cooked together. Right? Derech bishul, asra Torah. Important line of Tosfos. We continue. Let's go for more comments. How many possibilities could we have for why the Gvinas Akum is Usr? Number 4, at least here in the Gemara. Rav Malkiya Mishmei Rav Ada Bar Ava Amar Bevdei Shemachlikin Paneh B'Shuman Chazir. After they finish the cheese, they smear fat of a pig on the cheese. So that's pretty Usr, right? Shuman Chazir. If that's what they do, so then that's going to be, that's a problem. Rav Chizda Amar Bevdei Shema'amidin Osa B'Chometz. They curdle it with chometz. Right, and chometz has wine. It was from wine, and that so it gets back to wine issues. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Bnei Shemamidin Osa Bisraf HaArla. They use the sap of Arla. Arla's Aser Bana. Right, the first 3 years. We'll get back to that. So, and then Kaman. And who is that according to? Kehaitana. It's like the following opinion. Disan, the Mishnah says in Arla, Rabbi Elazar Omer Hamamid Bisraf Arla Aser Mipnei Shu Peri. Right? The sraf, the sap of Arla is also considered fruit, and that's why it's also Aser Bana. So is this suggestion of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak only going according to Rabbi Elazar? Because he says the sap is Aser? So Gemara says, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yeshua? No, even Rabbi Yeshua who argues there. Ad kan lo kapala Rabbi Yeshua alei de Rabbi Elazar, ela bekafta de gavza. The only machlokas there is about the sap from the tree itself. That's the machlokas, whether that is the status of pre, and it would be Aser Mishum Arla. Avo bekatva de peri modi. But the sap of the fruit? For sure that's Aser. Everybody agrees to that. V'hainu ditznan, Amar Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati beferish, amabid besraf ha'alin, ubesraf ha'ikarin mutter. Rabbi Yeshua said, if you're mamid in the sap of the leaves or the roots, mutter. Besraf ha'pagin, u'aser mebnei shu peri. So he agrees. That it is going to be Aser. Good. Finishing up. Bein Rav Chizda, Bein Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Titzer Bana. According to number 5 and 6, if it's wine, chometz, or if it's arla, it should be usher even bahana. Why is it only usher bachila? Kasha, so that is not answered. Period. Two ha'aris. Number one is, remember, arla. Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. Remember, the Ramban quotes the Moreh Nevuchim and gives his own pshat for the Tamei HaMitzvah for arla. Why is arla arsa? Why are the first 3 years, why is that off limits? So the Ramban explains in Parashas Kedoshim, Perak Yutas Pasachav Gimel, that Hashem wants us to give the firsts to him, so to speak. The problem is, the first couple of years, you don't really get such great fruit on your tree. So how do you get the first ones to Hashem, but it's something nice? So the first 3 years, they're off limits. So it doesn't go to Hashem, but they're also not nice. By the fourth year, they're significant, nice-looking fruit, and that's the ones that you give to Hashem, right? Revai, you bring that up to the Yerushalayim, and then the rest is yours. That's the Ramban. L'chabedes Hashem me'reishes kol tvoaseinu, mi'priya eitz, utvoas hakerem, v'lo nochal me'em atshenavi kol pri shana achas ilulam Hashem. V'hinei, ein ha'pri betok shaloshanim, ro'i la'akrivo lefnei Hashem ha'nechbad. L'fishehu mu'at, v'hinei ila nosin b'pri, tam o'reach tov betok shaloshanim. And therefore you wait until you can give the first ones to Hashem. And it's Dome. The message of Arla, says the Ramban, is Dome le mitzvahs bikurim. Right? The same message. Same message of the mitzvah, says the Ramban. Good. And then he quotes the Rambam. In the Morah Nevuchim, as we know, many, a large percentage of mitzvahs, the Rambam says in Morah Nevuchim, is to counteract Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that there used to be certain magicians and machashvim that used to use all types of kishuf to make plans grow quickly. Right, very quickly. And that's what the Torah says, off limits first 3 years. Right, the opposite of what the Ovdei Avodah Zarah used to do, because most trees produce fruit in the fourth year. Right, so that's why, go slow. The opposite, says the Ramban. There's also an important tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba writes in Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf, Arla. But isn't this at least Safek Arla? Safek Arla is mutter. That's part of the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Arla is Aser, Safek Arla is mutter. So you have no idea if they used Arla. So why is it Aser? And what about Chutz La'aretz? Arla's Chutz La'aretz is mutter. Right? So why should Gvinas Akam and Chutz La'aretz be Aser? So the Rashba says this is part of all of these dafim, that anything connected to Akum, you don't go by the regular rules of Drabanans. All of these should be Safi Drabanan Lakula, says the Ramban, says the Rashba. Dalad Kuf. Kishain Mamidin Besraf, Ein Mamidin Ela Besrafa Arla. Umiyu Bi Isure Kusim, Hechmiru. The Ela Matsu Lis Rachik Mehan, Vasu Sveikan, Kivadan. Vechenamidin Oeges, Bechoma Shamrusham. Shre Murius, right? Murius, Yish Behan Below Yayin. So Murius doesn't have wine. And even if it has wine, it's only in the Durabanan of Stam Yenam. Havali Safik Durabanan, Vashura Sadin Sveka Durabanan Lakula. Kvashin, there's so many Durabanans here, and we're Machmir even by the Svekas. Says the Rashba, because in this regard we are Machmir. And the Ritva says the same thing in Kiddushin Lamed Ches. The Ritva says, right, the Gvinas Akum is Aser because of Arla. But Arla's Chutz La'aretz is Mutter. Part of the Halacha Moshe Misinai. Okay, they make the gzeira across the board. Okay, so there's a lot of low plugs here and chumras. Weiter, finishing up, Darash Rav Nachman, Breder Rav Chisda, Maidachsiv. Once we quoted that pasuk in Shir Hashirim, so we quote the next one. L'reach Shemanecha Tovim, the fragrance of your good oil. L'ma Tamid Chachamim Domeh, Tamid Chachamim are compared to L'tzlocha Shel Palaitin, to a little bottle of fragrance. Right, that's what Tamid Chachamim is compared to. Megula Reicha Nodev, if you take off the cover, it smells great. You smell the aroma. Mechusa Ein Reicha Nodev. But if it is covered, then you don't smell it. So what's the message? Rashi says, when you teach Torah to others, then you smell great. Smells great when you teach Torah to others. If you just learn yourself, it's mechusa, then it doesn't smell as great. V'lo od elosh dvarim shemechusim enum is galalo. Not only that, but things, if you teach others, continuing the mashal, then things that were covered to you are revealed to you. Like you revealed yourself, so Torah that will be revealed to you. Shenemar alamos ahevucha. Karibe alumos. Right, read it, alumos, hidden things. Here, this is what the Chassam Sofer says, the next one. Right, usually sometimes we think that you have great Tamil Chachamim that spend time not focusing on their own learning, but teaching others, that's going to hurt their learning. That's going to minimize, oh, I'm busy preparing for Shiurim, and I'm not learning myself. Says Chassam Sofer, that's what this Gemara says, exactly the opposite. Right, if you open yourself up, then hidden things will be revealed to you. Exactly the opposite of what we might have thought naturally. Right, that's the Chassam Sofer here too. So that's the Dvarim Shemechusin Mimenu Mizgalon Lo. V'lo od Ela Shemalach HaMavis Ovo. Also the Malach HaMavis, you know, loves you. If you start teaching Torah to others. Shenemar Alamos Evucha Karibe Al Mavis. Right? Almavis. Right? What's the message of that? Not for now. V'lo od ela shenochal shnei olamos. You're nochal two olamos. Achad olam hazeh ve'echad olam haba. Shenemer almos karibe olamos. So three different ways to read that pasuk with leaving out the nekudos. Remember, whenever we have gemaras like this, it's good to remember the tshuva of the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in the tshuva why we don't have nekudos in the Torah or in Nevi'im Ksuvim. Right, why don't we have a ta'amim or vowels in Svarim? Right, technically, the Shulchan Aruch says in Megillas Esther you could have them, technically. But the rest of Tanakh, we don't have them. Why? The Radvaz says. So it leaves open the possibility of understanding words on many different levels. Right, so here, this word is, right, alamos, and we could read it as alumos, and almaves, and olamos, right, all different ways. Right, because we're not limited by the vowels that are in the Tanakh. Okay, next section of Maseches Avodah Zarah, right here. Remember, Avram Avinu, we learned earlier, had 400 prakim of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We only have 5, right? We're still in the middle one, the second one, and now we have Eilu Dvarim. The mission we had earlier was items of an akum that are asur even bahana. So the Eilu Dvarim shall akum asur and v'eini sur nisarana. They're not asur bahana. Number one, chalav shechelbo avigachav emesar ro'eyu. Milk of an non-Jew that a Yisrael does not witness the milking. Right? So we'll see, because we're worried that a non-Jew might have mixed in non-kosher milk. Via pas, or baked items. Pas akum. Vashemen shalahem. And the oil. Why haven't we heard of this? Heard of this because of the next line. Rebbe, ubeistino hitiru hashemen. They matted it right away. They asked for the oil and they matted the oil. Rashi changes the girsa here, says it can't be Rebbe. Right, because he wasn't matarit, but his grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya, was matarit. So it's a big discussion in the Girsaos. What exactly is the Girsa here? Okay, Vashlakos. That's what we call Bishol. Shlakos or Bishol. Bishol Akum is Usser. Why are there all of these things Usser? Right, so Rashi says, Kulu Mishum Chasnus. Rashi says, they're all based on intermarriage. We see milk is not really based on intermarriage, but the others, Bishalakum and Pasakum, these others are based on intermarriage, right? Those who eat together get to know each other and have camaraderie. So Chazal, trying to prevent intermarriage, targeted foods. Because when you want to go get to know somebody, you go out to eat with them. Right, so that is Kula Mishum Chasnus. The Ran is bothered, why, if it's all Mishum Chasnus, why did the Mishnah break up Pas and Shlakos? Right, why don't you put them together? What's Shemin doing in the middle there? Why didn't you put them together? So the Ran discusses this here on Yud Gimel Amabez in the Dafei Arif. Amai palginu tana lemasis and lepas v'shlakos batarti. Shneim kulin, shneim mishum bishulan v'nasu mishum chasnus. V'yesh lomar shez the Ran. Shtei gzeros havi tamidei shamai. V'hillel gazer al pitan v'shmenim mishum yenam. First bread, fascinating. First they asked for bread not because of chasnus. They did bread and oil because of yenam. Usually, you serve wine with bread. Right? When you have a meal and oil, you dip the bread into the oil. So the first stage of the gzeira was the bread and the oil. The travayu shaychi bahadayan. V'shemen mibneishu mashke kamahu. Upas mishum deshricha milsa da'achil inish v'shasi. Abal al shlakos lo gazru. But they originally did not make the isra bishalakum. The asa beidina achrina the gazru b'chol ashlakos mishum chasnus. And then they added on the shlakos bishol. Umishamachi palginu tana demas nizim batarti. And that's why it's aser. And then the Ran adds in another chumra. Wow. Veli nire, pas akum is aser, even if it's baked by a Jew. If the non-Jew does the kneading and the getting it into dough and getting it ready and the setting it, that's also mishum chasnus, because he's also preparing and helping you. So we're not machra like that. But that's an interesting day of the Ran. So again, that's historical. Historically, that's what the Ran says, that originally it was only pas, and then they added on bishul. Right? The Rambam paskins and the Shulchan Aruch paskins is only if the guy actually bakes it, that extra chumra. Continuing. Vikfashim, pickled items, shedarkon laseis letochon yayin v'chometz. Right? Pickled items that you put wine and chometz in. So obviously that's because of wine. It's getting back to the other one. Vitaris terufa. Taris terufa, Rashi says, is a little type of salted fish. Vitzir, the Gemara will talk about each of these. What's the Yisr? Vitzir she'ein ba daga kilbish otetes ba. A tzir fish brine that doesn't have a little daga, kilbis, swimming around in it. Rashi explains that this was a non-kosher fish that used to be able to live in this kosher fish brine. So if the non-kosher fish was swimming around in it, so then you know it's kosher brine. because it wouldn't be able to swim around, and they used to put it there to make sure that everybody knew that it was kosher fish brine. Right? That's what the, that's what Rashi says. Dera kilbis li gadel me leha, betzir shel dogim, viatzma tamea. The Ron says, what? Ron cannot fathom that this would be true. You'd have a non-kosher fish swimming around in the kosher fish brine. So the Ron argues. He says, no, it's a certain type of fish, kosher fish brine that they would never mix in non-kosher fish brine. Okay. Weiter. Vachilak, chilak. The Gemara will talk about what it is. Also, a type of a little kosher fish doesn't have fish, fins and scales until later. The kurchel chiltis, also a type of fruit. Umelach salkundis, right? Also a type of salt. The Gemara will explain. Hare elu asurin ve'eni surin esurana. All of these are only asur ba'achila and not asur ba'hana. So let's talk about the first one. Says the Gemara, Chalav l'may nechashla. What's the issue by milk? Imi shemichlufe. Is it because of you worried tar chivar tamayorik? You're worried about he might put in non-kosher milk. So what do you mean? Tahar is white and tamay is yellow, right? So the yorik is yellow in Talmud. Imi shemayaruve. I'm sorry. Ichlufe. Is it because ichlufe? You think he's going to switch it? It's a different color. Vimi shumi aruve, if he's going to mix in some non-kosher milk, nekum. So why don't you just congeal it? Why? Make it into cheese. Damar mar, chalav tar omeid, chalav tameina omeid. Right? Non-kosher milk does not make it turn into cheese. V'i de kaboy l'gvina hachinami. So the verse says, you're right. If you want to make it cheese, that's a good way to figure it out. Hach ma'eskina go deboy l'gvina kamcha. You want it for a dip. You don't want to make it into cheese. So the Gemara says, "Finishka b'nei kalev yidankim." Just take a little bit and check it out. Kiva de betar nami ikanis yovi de lokaimi like lamekam like the milk. It's not going to help because even in the kosher milk, if you take it just a little bit, it could be that it's not going to work. So it's not going to be a good test. V'ibaya seima or afilu teimet akaboy lei lagvina. Even if you want to make it into gvina, ika dekoy b'nei natvi. Atvi. You have, like, in between, we said, in the holes, in the chorim, you might still have some liquid that's from the non-kosher milk. So that's why the maskana is, right? Why is gchalav akum asur? Because of milk that might have gotten mixed in, right? Not chasnus and not, wine, but because of the milk. And again, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about, Moshe Feinstein's famous heter of Chalav Yisrael. Va'pas, what about baked goods? Amar Rav Kana, Amar Rav Yochanan, pas lahutcha bebezdin. Pas was not matured by Bezdin. There was never a Bezdin that uprooted the Gzeira. Mechal Dikam on the Shari, what, was there one that was mutter? He has to come and say it didn't happen. Is there anyone that says it didn't happen? And yes. Rektichi asa Rav Dimi, Amar, pamachas yatsa Rebbe Lasada, vevi ovi kachavim lafan of pas purni. Then Anaka brought in front of him bread, ma'afisa, amarebi, kana mana'a pazu, kama ra'u, right, how beautiful is this pas? Ma'rochachamim la'osar, why the Rabbanan answer it? Says the Gemara, ma'rochachamim mishum chasnus. What do you mean? It's because of intermarriage. Ela ma'rochachamim la'osar besada, why they ma'osar it in the field? Nobody's getting together here, out here in public. Ksvurna am hita rebi hapas. The am thought that Rebbe meant that it should be mutter. Velohi, Rebbe Lohiter is a fast. He was just wondering. He was just in shock. Like, why'd they do it? Why'd they do it? Right? The Ritva here notes, Lamaisa, it was all a mistake. So why is there any Tzad Lohiter? So it's an important, we don't have time to go into it. The Ritva here has a couple of opinions here. Was there ever a Tzad Lohakel in the Gemara? Was there ever an opinion of the Gemara that mattered? Let's continue for a moment. Rav Yosef Itam Rav Shmuel by Yehuda. Amar lo kachay maisa. It was a different story. Ela amar pamachas halach Rabbi l'makom echad v'ro pas dochel l'talmidim. He saw that bread was very hard to get. Amar Rabbi, ain't kan palter? Well, there's no baker here. There's no public, right? Not a private individual. Kisrona amlo amar palter ovi kachavim. The Am thought that Rabbi meant a palter goy would be mutter. Because there's no personal relationship there. Palter is the baker. V'hulo amr el palter Yisrael. No, he only meant a palter Yisrael, not a palter Akum. Amr Rabbi Chalbo, afilu mandam palter ovi kachavim lo amr el delek a palter Yisrael. Even if you say a palter ovi kachavim is allowed, that's only if there's no other Jewish baker. Avo b'makom dika palter Yisrael lo. So that's Reb Chalbo. Reb Yochanan amr afilu mandam palter ovi kachavim hani mili basade avo b'ir lo mishum chasnas. You need both. Baker and in public, right? No personal relationship. Ivo havi manches va'achol pasah be'mitzri. One time, Ivo was eating that bread. Amar luhu rav avitem rav nachum bar yitzchak lo tishto padi to Ivo to kachal achma da armoi. Don't talk to Ivo, right? He's violating this isser drabanan. So again, halacha lemaisel shulchan aruch and kufyud beis talks a lot about this isser. Tosas already discusses. Tosas di maskel mechlal quotes that lo pashat isuro. the gzera of pas akum never took hold, right? Lo pashad yisuro umikan samchu ato lecho pashal of the gochavim kivan shlo pashad yisuro b'chol yisrael. It was too hard. It was a staple of society, and the Jews traveled, and they had, again, as long as you know the ingredients are for sure kosher, just the Isra of Pas, Misham Chasnus, never took hold, and that's why, halachically, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it is a chumrah. It's not a halacha as much as Bishal Akum and Chalav Akum and Yayin Akum. All those are usr, those are dinim. But Pas, Akum is a chumrah, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Aseres Yemei Tshuva, to be machmir lechatchila, to try to observe that during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. But the Shulchan Aruch discusses, are there differences between an individual and a baker in public, right, buying a packaged item? There's no connection, right, between the producer and the consumer. So maybe that's palter here. That's another kula. Even if you want to be machmir on an individual, a personal goy baking, but you would be make go by palter, because there's no, you already have that in the Gemara. And again, the Ritva here goes through, is there really any Deya, or is it just all a mistake, right, by the Am? Okay, we'll have to stop here by Shemin. Again, tomorrow I'm not going to be able to give it off, so I'm going to put it up from the last cycle, and the Shemin will pick up on the next day. But tomorrow you have a lot of Sugis, Nosi Talmud Gam comes up, but the Shemin will pick up on the next day. Okay, and the next week or so with Yantif, and I'm traveling again for 2 days next week, but we'll figure it out, we'll get every daf up. Okay, we'll stop here.